Pretty much. That's what we're talking about today, my friends. Do you know how to use pretty much in your English speaking? If you don't, smash that like button, because I'm going to teach you, and we're going to look at a lot of examples in this video. Okay? It means mostly. Okay? Pretty much. Mostly. That's what it means. Lattes and cappuccinos are pretty much the same, right? What do you think? Lattes and cappuccinos are pretty much the same. They both have foamy milk, and they're both made with espresso coffee, not brewed coffee. It's from the espresso machine, right? So, lattes and cappuccinos are pretty much the same. Do you know the difference? If you do know the difference, if you disagree, if you think, oh no, lattes are and cappuccinos are really different, Mark. My name is Mark, by the way. What's your name? If you disagree, if you think there is a big difference between lattes and cappuccinos, then you are probably a coffee connoisseur. Connoisseur means you're an expert. Okay, we use the word connoisseur for some foods or drinks. Okay, like if you are a cheese connoisseur, that means you know a lot about cheese, different kinds of cheeses. If you are a coffee connoisseur, you probably know a lot about coffee. What's the difference between a cappuccino, a frappuccino, a latte, an Americano of this and that. You probably know. Most people don't know much about coffee, right? Pretty much all Italians love pizza. Pretty much all Italians love pizza. Okay? This means mostly all Italians love pizza. Do you love pizza? Yeah. Though this is just a generalization. We're saying mostly. All Italians love pizza, right? Now we can say pretty much all, but we don't say pretty much most, okay? Because pretty much all means mostly, right? Mostly all of them. So it's a bit weird to say pretty much most. I mean, you could say this. You could say pretty much most Italians love pizza. But it's more common to use pretty much with either all or no. Like, look at this. Pretty much no Italians hate pizza. Okay. So, pretty much all Italians love pizza. Pretty much no Italians hate pizza. Right? So, we're using pretty much with either all or no. Okay. Look at this. Pretty much everyone loves pizza. That's true. I love pizza. Pretty much everyone loves pizza, right? So, pretty much everyone, or we could say pretty much all people, love pizza. Are you feeling better now? Yeah, pretty much. Okay, imagine if you were sick yesterday and I ask you today, hey, are you feeling better today? You could say, pretty much. Yeah. Maybe 80% better or 90% better. Pretty much. Okay. I've watched pretty much every movie on Netflix. Wow. That's not true for me. Is it true for you? Have you watched pretty much every movie on Netflix? I wonder how many movies are on Netflix. Probably thousands. Probably not a good idea to waste all your time on Netflix, but maybe you have watched pretty much every movie on Netflix. I've tried pretty much all the burgers at McDonald's. Yeah, I think that's true for me. I've had pretty much all the burgers. I've had Big Mac, Double Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, Double Quarter Pounder, Cheeseburger, Double Cheeseburger, McRib. Is that a burger? McChicken, Filet-O-Fish. Yeah, I've had pretty much all the burgers at McDonald's. How about you? Have you had pretty much all the burgers at McDonald's? You could say, yeah, pretty much. Okay. I go there pretty much every day. I go there pretty much every day. I go to the library pretty much every day. I go to the store pretty much every day. I go to the park pretty much every day. Okay. I get socks for Christmas pretty much every year. I get socks for Christmas pretty much every year. Okay, it's common in Canadian culture for people to get socks as a gift for Christmas. Okay, so you could say, I get socks for Christmas not every year, but pretty much every year. Okay, maybe 9 out of 10 years you get socks for Christmas. I add salt to pretty much everything I eat. You know, I add salt to pretty much everything I eat. I spend pretty much all my time studying these days. I'm doing my PhD and I'm spending pretty much all my time, you know, writing my thesis or writing essays or writing, reading or, you know, what do you spend pretty much all your time on? You could say I spend pretty much all my time working these days. I spend pretty much all my time, you know, fixing my house these days. I spend pretty much all my time with her these days. I spend pretty much all my time alone these days. I've pretty much stopped taking that medication. Maybe not completely stopped, but you know, mostly, right? Maybe you still take one pill every now and then, but I've pretty much stopped taking that medication. Almost completely, right? Wow, you're pretty much an adult now. Wow, you're pretty much an adult now. Imagine if you are going to visit your niece and you haven't seen your niece in a few years. Let's say your niece is 16 years old. She's grown a lot. You can say, wow, you're pretty much an adult now. You're pretty much an adult. Are you pretty much an adult? I've been an adult for quite a few years, guys. My boss is pretty much the laziest person I've ever met. My boss is pretty much the laziest person I've ever met. Is that true for your boss? Pretty much nobody knows anything about my country. Pretty much nobody knows anything about my country. You know, a lot of people say this to me. You know, if you're a lot of people in Canada are from countries that nobody knows anything about. Maybe you're from a country that nobody knows anything about. There's a country in the World Cup. The World Cup is coming in next month. And there's a country that I didn't know anything about. It's called Curaçao. I think Curaçao. It's in the Caribbean. I think just it's pretty close to Venezuela. It's like maybe 50 kilometers north of Venezuela, and it's a little island near Bonaire, I think, and Aruba or one of those. I think some a few islands close together. One is called Curaçao, and I didn't know. I never heard about it before. I didn't know anything about it, so I was like, oh. Where is this country? What's it do? How did this tiny little island make it into the World Cup? Interesting. Okay, so if you're from Curaçao, you could say pretty much nobody knows anything about my country. Okay. I love pretty much all Indian food. Yeah, I love pretty much all Indian food. You ate pretty much all the chips. Hey. So let's say you and me are watching a movie. Okay, and I go to the bathroom or I'm away for a bit and I come back and you know, we're sharing a bag of chips, right? We got a big bag of chips. I come back and you've eaten most of the chips. I could say, "Hey, you ate pretty much all the chips." There's like no chips left. Just a few crumbs at the bottom of the bag. It's not very nice of you. Was it busier than usual today? Pretty much normal. Pretty much normal. Okay. You could ask your husband or your wife this at the end of the day. Was it busier than usual at work today? No, pretty much normal. Pretty much normal. I've dated pretty much every girl in this town. I've dated pretty much every girl in this town. Mango milkshakes are pretty much the best thing ever. Pretty much the best thing ever. If you agree with me, guys, smash that like button. Oh, mango milkshakes are pretty much the best thing ever. So, guys, you can see how common this is, right? It's almost like a filler word. It's just a word we can use in different ways. You could put it at the beginning of the sentence, or it can come kind of in the middle of the sentence, or maybe it can just be a standalone sentence. You know, do you like all Greek food? You could say, pretty much. Yeah, I can't think of anything I don't like. Pretty much. Yeah. So guys, let's do some homework. Do you smash the like button on all my videos? What's your answer? Use the word pretty much. All right. So guys, thank you for tuning in to Mad English TV. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're staying safe, healthy, and happy wherever you are. Love you very much. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.